What is going on, my fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives Make Money Online Training Podcast. It's your boy, Brian Mark. And in today's episode, we're talking about this idea of what do you do when nobody believes in you? You're an online fitness coach and you want to make this thing work. You want to start earning thousands of dollars online. You want to be able to travel the world. You want to be able to make more money. You want to be able to grow your social media. You want to be able to work from your fucking phone and your laptop. These are all things that you have aspirations of, you have desires of, you want to achieve. But when you talk to your friends, your family about these things that you want to do, when you talk to your friends, your family about the goals you'd like to achieve, when you talk to people that are in your circle about the things that you want to do, they talk shit. And they don't talk shit in like a way that they're trying to bring you down, but they're talking shit in the sense of like, they're trying to help you become more realistic. They want to tell you what they believe is possible for you and your life based on their own limitations. And so you're sitting there with this goal and this dream and this fucking idea of wanting to be a successful online fitness coach, but it seems like the people around you don't understand you. You know, they don't resonate with your goal. They don't believe in your idea. And then you're wondering what's next. Like, what do you do? What do you do when nobody fucking believes in you? I remember when I started my fitness business, Aesthetic Nation, in 2013. And at the time, I was still working as like a nightclub bartender. And so I was nightclub bartending, you know, 3-4 nights a week. And then I had my fitness business on the side and I had like a couple clients with my fitness business. And honestly, I was more engaged in fucking lip service than I was in actually like growing the business. Like I was so interested in telling as many people as I possibly could that I wanted to grow success on my business. And I just wanted everyone to know that I was quote unquote working on my business. But it like, even my friends, like they almost like they believed me, but they didn't, you know, like I'd tell them about the things that I wanted to do, about how I wanted to travel and make a lot of money online, whatever. And I would tell them about all these goals I wanted to achieve. And it's almost like they would like believe me, but then they wouldn't. Which for me, like, I don't know about you guys, but when I tell somebody a goal and they don't like cheer me the fuck on it, it almost like infuriates me. I'm like, why? Like, why would you not like celebrate? Like, why would you not like be excited for me? Like, why would you not want like me to fucking win? You know? And I think that for a couple of things. So we're going to address like, what do you do when nobody believes in you? But the first thing is like, people didn't start believing in me until I started getting results. That's just like period. And so if you're struggling right now because nobody believes in you, like let's say your wife doesn't believe in you, your friends don't believe in you, people are talking shit about you posting on social media. The first thing to understand is nobody's going to fucking believe in you until you get the result, period. I remember when I talked about wanting to start my own online coaching business to one of my friends at the time. And, 2 years later, I saw her when we walked past each other. We were on the street. I walked past her and she was like, dude, holy fuck. I was like, what's up? She's like, I remember when you sat me down at a coffee shop and you told me all the things that you were going to do. And now you're actually doing them. Like, wow, like good for you. And that was the first moment I ever realized. I was like, oh, people are going to talk shit until you actually fucking do the thing. And then once you actually do the thing, they're not talking shit anymore. They're asking you how you did it. And so that was like the first like realization. I was like, okay, like if I want people to believe in me, then I actually need to fucking do something. You can talk all you want, right? You can talk about how you want to grow a successful online coaching business, make money, whatever. You can talk about these goals or dreams. Your wife's going to believe you when you get fucking dollars in the bank. Like when you actually like, look, babe, look at my bank now. Look where it was at fucking 6 months ago. Online coaching is a fucking thing. That's when people believe. Even my family, bro. Like I don't remember the first time I told my family that I was like making over $100,000 a month. But I remember my family didn't really fully understand how successful I was until I invited them to like my new home that I purchased in Kelowna. And I remember like looking at my fucking family's face when they walked through the front doors of my 6,500 square foot mansion and they like looked in their eyes and they looked at me and I looked at them and they looked at me. And then like I could see it be like, ding, like, okay, everything you fucking said you were going to do is now here. Like, okay, now we believe, now we're on board. My family aren't bad people by any means, right? And I'm sure your family aren't bad people either. You know, your mom that's telling you like investing in a business coach is fucking crazy, or like your friends telling you you're posting too much on social media. Like they're not doing it because they're fucking bad people. They're doing it because they literally don't understand what the fuck you're trying to do. Like they don't understand your vision. And it's the reason they don't understand your vision is because society has told them, go to school, get a job, get a career, 50 grand a year to 100 grand a year to 150K a year. If you're lucky, if you continue to climb the ladder. That's like the fucking system that we're subscribed to. And so when you start saying crazy shit, like you want to make money from your fucking phone as a 23-year-old traveling the world, your family's like, okay, like fucking good luck, right? And again, they're not bad people, but we just need to understand that, like, from their limited perception of what's possible in their reality, they're casting those doubts on you. And understanding that is, like, for me, it gives me a little bit more compassion with the people that doubt me, because I'm like, you're not doubting me because you don't like me. You're doubting me because you don't believe in you. And like, your own limitations of what's possible for your own life are causing you to cast limitations on me. And that's okay. Like, I respect that. I'm not going to take your limitations on because I don't subscribe to that. But like, I respect where you're at, and I'm going to fucking give you the space to feel how you're feeling. Doesn't mean I'm going to listen. So what do you do when no one believes in you? The first thing you need to understand is nobody's going to believe in shit until you actually show them. Okay. So for all of you guys who are like, my spouse doesn't support me, my wife doesn't support me, my friends don't support me, because they haven't fucking seen anything. They just hear you talking about these goals that you want to achieve, and they haven't seen the fucking fruits of the labor. So that's thing number one. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. Thing number two, I think this one's like a really like mono-a-mono/mono-a-woman conversation. This is fucking important, you guys. I think you need to like be really willing to walk like a lonely path for a while. And this is the fucking hard truth. When you start developing yourself and you start working on yourself and you start like, you know, challenging your limitations and like pushing your comfort zones and expanding your capacity and doing things that are like outside of what you used to do, you will outgrow your environment. And that's just the truth. You're going to outgrow the friends that you went to high school with. You're going to outgrow your homies that you knew. And you might even outgrow your significant other if they're not growing with you. Like, you are going to outgrow people. And in that period, there's going to be some fucking loneliness, dude. There's going to be some loneliness. And I think that embracing that and understanding that that's a part of the process is important, because I don't know about you guys, but I would rather be lonely. And for me, it's like, I don't need the validation of somebody else to know that I'm doing the right thing with my life. That's the first thing. It's like, I don't need somebody else's validation for how I'm living my life to feel good about how I'm living my life. It's like, I'm fucking good with me. Okay. That's the first. The second is, in that loneliness that you embark on, what you're doing is you're developing character, that integrity, that self-responsibility, that discipline, that loyalty, that like self-respect, that self-love. You're developing these like internal traits. And in that loneliness, we need to like look within and figure out what kind of person we actually want to be, how we want to show up, like what kind of like man or woman we want to be in the world. And then, you know, through that loneliness, when we like go through that fucking shit and we're actually willing to walk the path alone to become the person that we were meant to become, when we emerge and we're starting to like reintroduce ourselves to the world as this new person, you're going to find your people. But what you'll notice is that you might have had the best definition of a dollar is like, you might have had 100 pennies before, you know, 100 people that knew you and, you know, that you could associate with, that you go drink a party with, whatever. And when you emerge as this new person, you might have 4 quarters. So it's still the same, like, it's, I would argue that it's more substance, but it's less people. Like for me, like I have like 5 people that I have like deep relationships with. To the point where, you know, if we talk, sometimes we talk all day, every day. Sometimes I don't talk to them for weeks. But the second we start reconnecting, it's like instant, we're right back to where we started. And those relationships come when like I'm like relentlessly working on myself and I'm pushing myself to the fucking breaking point and I'm going all in and achieving my dreams. And this other person is doing the same thing in their own journey. And then we reconnect and it's like we're fucking like soul brothers. We're like soul sisters. It's like fucking boom. It's like that's there. And those relationships are there, but they're only there when you become that person, right? Like you can't expect to connect with somebody on like a deep level who has like goals, dreams, ambitions that is like relentless in the pursuit of them if you yourself are not that person. And I think that this is like a really big mistake that personal trainers make, or, you know, business owners, entrepreneurs, whatever, is as you're on the path of this, like nobody believes in me. I need to find people that believe in me. You know what I mean? It's like, number one, you need to fucking believe in yourself. Okay, so stop like telling your goals to your friends and family and your spouse, hoping that they're going to validate you for your own fucking goals, because they're not. They're not going to believe in you until you believe in yourself. And When you start to believe in yourself, you're going to start to get the fucking result. And then when you get the fucking result, you're going to show them and then they'll believe. So that's the first thing. The second thing is like when people have people around them that don't believe in them, they're like, oh, like I just need to be around higher level people. I need to get in higher level rooms and I need to develop higher level friends. But you're still like, just because you decided to start changing your fucking life doesn't mean that you're like a high value person yet. You need to become a person of value. And for me, a person of value is somebody that believes in themselves, that's willing to show up, that's willing to put in the work, that's willing to be integral, that's willing to be responsible, that's willing to be integral. And those character traits are only developed in the fucking dark room when nobody's watching. Like that's the stuff that like the character is developed when, you know, the lights are off, nobody's paying attention, there's no social media validation. What are you doing then? And once you develop character and you actually have the internal traits, then when you go out into the world and you like emerge as this new person, your people will be there. And then you can believe in them like they'll believe in you, right? Because you like, you believe in yourself. And when we have the belief in self, when I'm like, I fucking believe in myself and I know what I'm capable of. Like when I have that self-belief, because it's something that I actually possess, I'm able to give it to other people. I'm able to look at you and say like, I fucking believe in you because I believe in myself, right? And it's like, I will connect with other people that believe in themselves when I start to believe in me. So what do you do when nobody believes in you? The right, you know, what you might've been hoping for is like, prove them wrong. But in reality, we need to have a little bit more compassion. Of course they don't believe in you. You haven't shown them shit, right? Like the reason they don't believe in you is because you haven't shown them the result. So show them the result. Like go do the fucking work. Like become that person. And when you become that person, come back and be like, look, you know? Pretty fucking hard to deny the person that's undeniable. When you look at the result and the result's there, it's like, well, yeah, okay, you're fucking showing me physical evidence. It's pretty hard not to believe. You know, my family, when they walked into my fucking house, they're like, pretty hard not to believe that you're making a lot of money when you own a house like this. I'm like, well, fucking, here we go, right? Like, but I needed to show them, right? I needed to fucking show them. Second thing is like, why are you so concerned about other people believing in you? Why don't you start believing in yourself, right? Why don't you start believing in yourself? Believing in like your capabilities, your abilities, your skills, your dreams, your goals. Why don't you believe in yourself? Why do you need other people to fucking believe in you before you can start believing in yourself? Huh? That's number two. Let's do that. Okay, let's start believing in ourselves. And number three is like, you got to understand that this is going to be a lonely journey, right? Because the people that you grew up with, the friends that you used to know, the people from high school or your family or whatever, like they might not grow at the same pace that you are. So you might have to like embrace a lonely journey for a while. And you're just on this path, developing character traits, developing skills, developing mentalities, developing mindsets, growing your business, fucking working on your fitness, just doing your fucking thing. But when you become that person, you will find your people. It's just going to take time. And one thing I think this is important is like, if you are in a place right now where like you are feeling that loneliness, I encourage you to get around your people at every chance you can, because it's not like, you know, your people are always going to hang out every weekend, getting fucked up, whatever. But if there's an event you can go to the fucking event. If there's a room where you know they're going to be, get in the fucking room. If there's a gym where they all work out at, go to the fucking gym. Like find ways to get around your people, right? Find ways to get around that energy. Guys, that's it. That's all. I hope you guys have the best day of your entire life. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you got value from the podcast, let me fucking know. Leave me a rating on the podcast app on Spotify, iTunes, whatever. And also, last thing, you guys, I just want to say this. I hope you all have the best day of your entire life. I love y'all. Talk to you guys in the next episode. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information. And I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.